Right, interview with Mark and Derek from Anton's Uncles on the 10th of August 2011. Okay, guys, fill me in. Who are you? What do you do? What's your play? And everything else like that here at the Fringe.
My name is Mark Skeens.
My name is Derek O'Shanna.
We are from Los Angeles, California. Our show is called Anton's Uncles. It's a deconstruction of Chekhov's Uncle Vanya, kind of our take on it, sort of in new, fresh music, dance, kind of flash, jam-packed, lots of action type spin on it. And we're here at the Fringe. Through the rest of the month, we finish up on the 27th, so we'll be performing every day here at the Bedlam.
And what was the inspiration behind it? I mean, because having seen it, it's so like, whoa, I haven't seen anything like that before.
Yeah. You know? Tina and Richard are Theater Movement Bazaar. They are Theater Movement Bazaar. And all of their pieces are very physical based. They often take literary works and kind of remix them. And so this is kind of another undertaking of theirs. It's kind of what they do. They're known for taking these pieces and kind of exploding them into these magical theatrical works.
So what involvement did you have in the planning or anything else? Or were you invited to audition, or how did it come about?
The casting, I mean, we were actually cast in another play where we were going to be in The Unseen Hand by Sam Shepard. The director had some personal complications and wasn't able to do the play. So here we were cast for this play, all four of us, and Tina was asked to direct this play, The Unseen Hand, and she said that she had a brand new play that she just wrote with Richard Alger, and said that she believes that she could do the play with us, so we were kind of taken out of one play and injected into this.
There's a hell of a lot of rehearsing involved in something like this, because I noticed your split second, and when I was there, unfortunately the soundtrack went awry.
Yes, yeah.
But I noticed you were like, you didn't even flinch. You stayed there, and so at first we thought it was part of the play. Technical gremlins sometimes do get in, and that's not to be subtracted from the from the piece, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right. It can be challenging with a piece like this, because everything is very tightly packed, and you know, there's a lot of choreography, a lot of synchronization involved, and so when something like a technical music glitch happens, it's nearly impossible to move forward without fixing that musical issue, because it's integral to the transition. So we just kind of had to hold tight and fingers crossed, hope they figure it out, which they did. But it can be a little terrifying.
And it's the first play I've ever seen where the backstage staff are an integral part what goes on, you know, even to the point where one comes out and says, you should be off stage, or you're off stage now, you know, your part's finished.
Yeah, I think that just adds to the brilliance of what Tina and Richard do. They're so specific with everything. There's no loose ends or, what's that guy doing, or what's happening over here? It's all very specific. Everybody has a purpose. Every movement is very much...
Everything is choreographed, really.
Yeah.
I mean, everything.
And what was in the run-up to the Fringe, what had you expected? Had you been here before? What was...
No, never been here, never been to Scotland. It was just...
This is our first... all of our previous runs with this show, we've kind of been doing it on and off for almost 2 years now, but it's all been very brief runs, you know, just weekend performances, Friday, Saturdays, you know, two or three shows a week. So approaching the Fringe, we knew we were going to be performing a lot, but we didn't know we would be performing every day for the whole month. So when we found that out, we had to gear up and get our mental wits about us, and it's been a great experience.
The reaction to the play?
It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
We're always blown away by how people take to it.
I think you were also slightly blown away yesterday when the play was interrupted. Tell me more.
Yeah.